This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere. And that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you. I was heartened to read this in Politico last week. U.S. officials expressed significant frustration that cloud providers often upcharge customers to add security protections, both taking advantage of the need for such measures and leaving a security hole when companies decide not to spend the extra money. I've been beating this horse for a while. If you're the platform provider, charging extra for security is inherently a conflict of interest. More to the point, you're making customers choose between your crappy insecure cloud offering and paying extra for one that's a lot better. There are lots of places to make money. This shouldn't be one. Now let's see what else happened last week. They're not sponsoring me, but that's okay. Lightspin has a guide out to SEC data ops and vulnerability management in AWS that's absolutely worth taking a few minutes to look at. Everyone's going to learn something here. Also, we don't tend to think overly much about home networking, but given that we're basically remoting into our cloud environments, we probably should spend a bit of time remedying that. The NSA apparently agrees and has released some best practices for securing your home network. Some are hilariously unrealistic. Limit sensitive conversations when you're near baby monitors, audio recording toys, home assistants, and smart devices. Sorry, boss, I'm not gonna do that in my own home because my secrets are frankly just not that interesting. So apply judgment, but it's worth perusing. AWS had a few interesting things come out. IAM Identity Center for AWS environments spanning AWS GovCloud and standard regions. Well, this is terrifying. Depending upon what your company does, this is one of those rare occasions where screwing up which group an employee is in transitions from that was an embarrassing mistake and into that's an actual felony. ITAR is no joke. Establishing a data perimeter on AWS, allow only trusted resources from my organization. This is the default position that Google Cloud projects take. While it's nowhere near enough on its own for environments with sophisticated security needs, those environments tend to have security needs that are being met by specialized teams. I'd like this as a sensible default. The current alternative is that people dramatically overscope their permissions and then disaster inevitably strikes. How to use policies to restrict where EC2 instance credentials can be used from? I like this approach. If you've got an instance credential, why on earth should it be valid from anywhere except that instance? My only beef is that it requires customers to affirmatively implement this rather than it just being how the service works natively. And as for the tool of the week, Nosy Parker is a utility that you'll find secrets via a host of clever regular expressions, either on disk in textual data or in Git history if you point it at a repository. Run it and prepare to be very unpleasantly surprised about what you find. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.